It's another great night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set for game one of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, as the Birds continue their second-half playoff push. Well, it's the Birds and the Crawdads in game one of six. Roberto Mercado, the Ironbirds manager, and Hickory Crawdads manager Chad Comer meeting at home plate as we speak to exchange lineup cards for tonight's game. We'll get to the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups in just a couple minutes. We'll do that after the anthem, but on air a few minutes early today to talk about what's going on in Birdland over the last few days. A lot going on in Orioles country with the trade deadline now passed in Major League Baseball. About an hour ago is when that August 1st, 6 p.m. trade deadline finally passed. The O's made some moves. We'll talk about that throughout the day or throughout the broadcast, and then we'll also talk about some other stuff that's going on, recap what the Birds did last week in Jersey Shore, and then talk about what's going on tonight as well. Well, as we wait for first pitch and the national anthem, before that, let's take a look at where these two teams sit. The Ironbirds currently sit at 17-12 in the second half, 2.5 games out of first place, trailing just the Brooklyn Cyclones in the South Atlantic League North Division with a plus 46 second-half run differential. On the flip side, the Hickory Crawdads are 19-10. They are in first place in the South Division with a plus one run differential. So Hickory's pitching continues to get it done. The Crawdads winning a lot of close games because of it. Overall, the Ironbirds sit at 49-44. The Crawdads sit at 46-44. Both these teams playing some good baseball, especially in half number two. Well, the Birds, with the start of this six-game series and then six against Brooklyn next week, the Birds will play 12 straight games against first-place teams, so this is a big part of the schedule for the Ironbirds. This is their third-to-last homestand of the 2023 regular season, just 18 regular-season home games left, counting tonight's game. So the Birds looking to keep winning some ball games. The last time they were at home, took 7 of 9 from Wilmington and Bowling Green, 2 of 3 from the Blue Claws, and then 5 of 6 from the Hot Rods to win 7 out of 9 on the last homestand. Now, the Birds play some good baseball here at home, and they are looking to continue it tonight. But like I said, Ironbirds fans, a lot to talk about tonight with what's going on here in Aberdeen and what's going on with the big club and the entire organization in Baltimore. Well, the Orioles made a couple trades before today's 6 p.m. MLB trade deadline. One they made a little while ago to kick off trade season back on July 19th. That was the trade for right-hander Shintaro Fujinami, and that's worked out well for the O's so far. And then today, right before the 6 p.m. deadline, the O's struck for a starting pitcher. They landed right-hander Jack Flaherty from the St. Louis Cardinals in exchange for three minor leaguers. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But not going to say the names right now, but nobody here on this Aberdeen roster was traded. So that is good news here in Birdland. But we'll have plenty to talk about throughout the night. Well, the Birds are ready to take flight. They are taking the field. And we are just about set for the national anthem here in Aberdeen. Game one of six between the Ironbirds and the Crawdads should be a fun one all night as the Birds look to put one in the win column. Five losses in a row for the Birds, but looking to flip the script tonight against the first place Crawdads. Keep it locked right here for anthems and starting pitching, or lineups and starting pitching matchups after the anthem, right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. Getting set for baseball here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the broadcast. Great night for a ball game here in the Dean. It's warm, but a little bit of a breeze. There's some shade across the field and the stands, so it's just a really nice night to sit in the stands and take in a ball game. Now, of course, I've always got a nice view up in my air-conditioned broadcast booth, so it doesn't change a whole lot for me. But a great night to sit in the stands, a great night to be here in Aberdeen as we look for a fun week of baseball. Well, left-hander Jared Beck, who's making the start for the Ironbirds, is out on the mound throwing his warm-up tosses. He'll go up against a right-hander for Hickory, Nick Lockhart. So Beck against Lockhart tonight, and while Beck throws his warm-up tosses and the rest of the Birds warm up, let's take a look at the Ironbirds lineup. For manager Roberto Mercado, this is how his squad will line up tonight. Leading off at third base, Max Wagner. Batting second, the center fielder, Dylan Beavers. Creed Willems is the catcher. He bats third. Samuel Basayo, making his Ironbirds debut, is the designated hitter in the four-hole. Frederick Bencosme is at shortstop. He bats fifth. Isaac De Leon in the sixth spot, playing first base. Elio Prado in right field bats seventh. Colin Burns is the second baseman. He bats eighth. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the left fielder Ryan Higgins. On the flip side, for Hickory manager Chad Comer, this is how the Crawdads will line up. Leading off, the designated hitter Maximo Acosta. Cameron Cawley's the shortstop. He bats second. Abimelech Ortiz is in right field batting third. Tucker Mitchell's the first baseman. He bats fourth. Cody Freeman in the five spot. He's doing the catching. Haysel Cepeda in left field bats sixth. Daniel Mateo is the center fielder batting seventh. Griffin Cheney over at third base hits in the eighth spot. And rounding out the lineup batting ninth, it's the second baseman, Jace Easley. Well, Beck and the Birds are ready to go. Jared Beck making his third appearance of the season for the Ironbirds, his second start after a recent promotion from Loe Delmarva. So we are just about set for baseball as the 7-foot southpaw Jared Beck toes the rubber. Beck looks in at his catcher Creed Willems for the sign. First pitch of the night, swing and a miss. Pitch up in the zone, and we are underway here in Aberdeen. 0-1 the count on the leadoff hitter, Maximo Acosta, right-handed hitting DH. Beck working quickly. Here's his 0-1. Fouled back. It's quickly 0-2. So Acosta, Cawley, and Ortiz, the top three in the Hickory order. This is the first and only time this season the Birds and Crawdads will go at each other. Six games this week, and then that's it for the cross-division opponents. So Acosta steps back in that righty batter's box. Everybody back deep for the Birds. 0-2 from Beck. Fly ball right center. Prado's on his horse. Ranging back in the gap. Leaps. He made the grab. Elio Prado, a heck of a grab, shy of the track in right center. And he takes extra bases away from Acosta. One up, one down. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Creed Willems is behind home plate. Max Wagner at third base. Frederick Bencosme is the shortstop. Colin Burns playing second with Isaac De Leon over at first. In the outfield, Ryan Higgins in left, Dylan Beavers playing center, and Elio Prado is over in right. First pitch from Beck to the two-hole hitter, Cawley. Another fly ball to deep right field. Beavers goes back. That one bangs off the right center field wall. Beavers gets it in quickly, but it's a stand-up double for Cameron Cawley. And it is evident that the ball is flying early tonight. So four pitches into the night for Beck. A deep fly out and then a double off the wall. Two right-handed hitters going oppo to right center. And it's a man on second with one out here in the top of the first. No score, just two batters into the game. Crawdads and Ironbirds going at it in the series opener. Left on left, here's Abimelech Ortiz, who takes a strike on the outer half from Beck. Count is 0-1. Ortiz is the number 22 overall prospect in the Texas Rangers system, according to MLB Pipeline. He awaits the 0-1. Here it is. Slider in the dirt, but kept in front by Willems. And the count's 1-1. Warren Eubanks is the home plate umpire tonight. Jalen Goodman has the bases. So those two will flip-flop every night of the series. Birds looking to snap a five-game losing streak. They won the series opener at Jersey Shore last week, but lost the next five, including three by one run. 1-1, tipped into the glove of Willems. It's 1-2. So a tough series for the Birds up along the Jersey Shore. Low-scoring series. They were outscored 25-14. Just not a lot of runs for either side in those six games. And now Ortiz calls for time. Cawley remains at second. He swung at the first pitch he saw and doubled off the right center field wall. Little bit of a breeze here tonight as that flag out in center field is blowing ever so slightly. Beck looks at second. 1-2, ground ball chop foul to the first base side. Count stays at 1-2. The Ironbirds pitching staff continues to do a good job. In the six-game series at Jersey Shore, the pitching staff posted a 3.35 ERA. You know, it's pretty wild to see the pitching staff throw up a 3.35 ERA with 45 strikeouts and only 14 walks in six games, and you lose 5 of 6. But Jersey Shore got the better end of the Birds in a lot of low-scoring games, and I mentioned 3 losses by 1 run for the Birds in that series. Beck set again. Tall left-hander to the plate. This one flipped foul out of play, third base side. Count stays at 1-2. Birds enter tonight's game 49-44 overall, 17-12 in the second half. Looking to keep pace with the Brooklyn Cyclones. Birds are just 2.5 games out of first. Next two-strike pitch, a little bit off the plate from Beck. It's 2-2 on Ortiz. Beck, 23 years old in his second professional season out of St. Leo University, a Division II school down in Florida. They play in the Sunshine State Conference down in the Sunshine State. 2-2 fouled back. That one was in on the hands of Ortiz, but he got a piece to stay alive. Beck had a breakout senior season at St. Leo. It was his fourth school as a college baseball player, but 2 seasons as a St. Leo Lion. Got him drafted in the 13th round last year. 2-2, right back to him. Caught the liner, throws back to second. Ben Cosme steps on the bag, and it's an inning-ending 1-6 line-out double play. Beck just stuck his glove out, and he was able to make the grab and then had the runner Cauley easily doubled off of second. So no runs on one hit, no errors, and no one left on in the top of the first for the Crawdads. No score after a half. We'll go to the bottom of the first and see if the Birds can get on the board first. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Michael Marcantoniti back with you. Bottom of the first inning here in Aberdeen. No score after the top half in game one of this six-game series between the Birds and the visiting Hickory Crawdads. Max Wagner, Dylan Beavers, and Creed Willems, the top three in the Birds' order tonight, to greet right-hander Nick Lockhart, who is set to make his sixth appearance, third start with the Crawdads. First pitch to Wags, misses, and the count is quickly 1-0. In 5 games with Hickory so far this season, Lockhart's posted a 1.50 ERA, just 2 earned runs in 12 innings. Slow grounder up the middle, handled by the second baseman easily, sidearm throw to first in time to get Wags. And a 4-3 putout starts the bottom of the first. That brings up Dylan Beavers. Well, Lockhart, a 6'6 righty, 22 years old in his fourth professional season. He was an 11th round pick of the Rangers in 2019 out of high school. And he is having an excellent season. Just recently bumped up from low A down east. He was great down there. He's been great up here in high A. So here's the left-handed swinging Beavers playing center field tonight. He'll hit with one out and no one on. Beavers shows bunt, gets one to the down to the left side. Barehand play, throw to first from the third baseman Chaney, not in time. And Dylan Beavers is on with a bunt single. So he stays hot. Beavers saw the third baseman Chaney playing way back, almost playing shortstop. and he drops a bunt down. Now, while a lot of baseball people will tell you, especially analytic-minded people, will tell you that, okay, Beavers has been one of the hottest hitters in the league over the last month. He hit .397 with an OPS over 1,100 in July, and based on the defensive alignment, he dropped the bunt down. Beavers takes off for second, pitches high. There's no throw, and Beavers slides in head first with a stolen base. So two pitches, Beavers, a bunt single, and then picks up a stolen base. Now, a lot of baseball people will tell you, hey, okay, one of the best power hitters in the league, we made him bunt. It's a single, but we'll take it. But he essentially turned it into a double with the steal, and now he's taken off for third. Big jump, throw down is late, and on three pitches, Dylan Beavers gets from the batter's box to third base. Electricity here in the first inning for the Ironbirds, and now Creed Willems has a man on third with only one out. Count is 2-0 on Willems as he looks to do some damage. Birds looking to strike first, no score, bottom one. Infield comes in for Hickory, 1-1. Willems swings over a changeup. And it counts 1-2. So it wasn't 2-0, it was 1-1 there. For Beavers, he's up to 22 stolen bases in 28 tries. And that bunt base hit was his 84th hit of the season. Infield in all the way around for Hickory. 1-2 to Willems, fouls it back. It stays 1-2. Birds looking to strike first with one of their big RBI guys at the dish. Willems on the season at high A has 32 RBIs. He picked up 17 RBIs in just 18 games in July, so he continues to produce. Lockhart set, 1-2 pitch. Off the end of the bat, into right, straight away for Ortiz. A couple steps in, gets behind it. Beavers tagging from third. Throw in is a little bit late, and Beavers scores standing. A sack fly for Creed Willems, and the Birds lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Get him on, get him over, get him in. That's what the Birds just did. A bunt single, stolen bases on back-to-back pitches from Beavers, and he scores on a sacrifice fly. So the Birds lead it 1-0 without the baseball leaving the infield on a hit. Well, left the infield there, but it wasn't a hit. So here is Samuel Basayo, the designated hitter. Quickly down 0-1 as he swung over a changeup. Basayo is making his highly anticipated Ironbirds debut tonight. 0-1, hard hit grounder to first. Basayo chugging down the line, but it's a 3 unassisted putout. Mitchell took it to the bag, and the inning is over. Well, it was a quick bottom of the first for Nick Lockhart, but the Birds grabbed a run. A bunt single, two stolen bases, and a sack fly later. The Birds lead it 1-0. So after an inning of play, the Birds on top will go to the top of the second and regroup after these messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the second inning here in Aberdeen. 1-0 Ironbirds over the Crawdads. Dylan Beavers, a bunt base hit with one out and no one on in the top of the first. He stole second on the next pitch. On the next pitch, he stole third. And then a few pitches later, scored on Creed Willems' sack fly to right. So here's Tucker Mitchell, Cody Freeman, and Haysel Cepeda. 4-5-6 for the Crawdads here in the top of the second. Lefty Jared Beck back to work. It's a swing and a miss on a first pitch changeup. And the count is 0-1. Beck with some early run support threw 11 pitches in the first inning, 10 of them strikes. So he is all around the plate tonight. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball gets a swing and a miss. Good curveball diving down, and it's 0-2. Beck throws a fastball, a slider, a curveball, and a change, and we've seen all four pitches so far. Way ahead, 0-2. Next pitch from Jared, fouled back, looked like a fastball. Well, Beck's a strikeout guy. In his final year at St. Leo last year, 13.8 strikeouts per nine, and he posted a 3.95 ERA. That's what gets you drafted. Ready to go, next pitch. Called strike three on the inner half, and Jared Beck picks up his first strikeout of the night. Mitchell goes down looking, and that brings up the catcher Cody Freeman with one gone and no one on. Birds one, Crawdads nothing. As the Birds look to snap a five-game losing streak. Birds won the series opener at Jersey Shore last week, but dropped the next five. Birds played two doubleheaders in that series. Not ideal. Next pitch from Beck is over for a strike. Count is 0-1 on Freeman. Freeman was on this Hickory roster last August when the Crawdads came to town. 0-1, low and in. So the count goes to 1-1. Beck's posted really good numbers so far through two games with the Ironbirds. A 1.29 ERA, just one earned run in seven innings coming in. Now just one earned run in eight and a third, counting the four outs he's gotten tonight. 1-1 off the plate. Now entering tonight's game, Beck had only allowed one hit in seven innings as an Ironbird. That one hit was a homer, but still impressive nonetheless. And now with his second inning strikeout, up to seven punch outs and just four walks in three games as a Bird. 2-1 pitch to Freeman, low and in. Beck had an impressive run with the Delmarva Shorebirds earlier this season, posted a 3.86 ERA in 16 games, 10 starts, struck out 78 batters in 58 and a third. This one up in the air, deep left center. Higgins a few steps back. He is shy of the track, and he is there to make the grab. So on a 3-1 pitch, Beck gets Freeman to fly out. Two up, two down here in the second. So the 78 strikeouts in 58 and a third innings of work for Beck down in the Carolina League, that put him in a tie for sixth place in the league in strikeouts when he was called up. That'll get you called up for sure. First pitch, chopper off the bat of Heysel Cepeda, and the count is 0-1. Beck looking for a 1-2-3 second and looking to face the minimum through two. Birds up 1-0. Here's the 0-1. Cepeda takes high and away, 1-1. Cepeda, an outfielder from Cuba, starting in left field tonight, batting in the sixth spot. All four infielders back deep and straight away, 1-1. Good tight slider there from Beck. It's 1-2. One, two from Beck, high and away, and the count evens up at 2-2. Cepeda, 25 years old. He has a 6'5", 220-pound frame. Was signed to a minor league contract this past January. 2-2 outside. Count goes full. Well, you normally don't see guys sign that late internationally. 3-2 pitch, flip foul behind home plate. Count stays full. Now, oftentimes, scouts with big league organizations, they want to get these Latin players, you know, when they're 16, 17, 18 years old. So, signed this late, you know, they must have seen something. Hot shot to second. Burns wades back on it, throws to first in time. And it's a 1-2-3 top of the second for Jared Beck. He's faced the minimum 6-2, and he is through two scoreless here in the Dean. 1-0 Birds after 1.5. Bottom two coming up after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds 1, Crawdads nothing. Bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Frederick Bencosme, Isaac De Leon, and Elio Prado, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Birds order. The Birds got a run in the bottom of the first. Creed Willems, a sack fly to right, scoring Dylan Beavers, who singled and then stole second and third. So here we are, bottom two. Birds lead at 1-0. Bencosme takes inside. Count 1-0 against the right-hander Nick Lockhart. Third baseman Chaney in and over. 1-0 pitch. Bencosme smacks that one off his foot, and the count's 1-1. Well, he didn't allow an extra base hit in the first inning, but Beavers basically turned his bunt single into an extra base hit by stealing second and third. And that's what helped the Birds get on the board, because Willems was up with a runner at third and only one out. Got the ball up in the air to right and brought home the run. 1-1, Bencosme flicks it foul out of play, 1-2. Bencosme's played a lot of second base lately. Colin Burns has had a bulk of the work at shortstop for the Birds since Jackson Holliday was promoted to AA. But Freddie getting some work in the six-hole tonight. Two-strike pitch beats the shift in the left, a base hit. Bencosme around first. He stops there. A nice piece of hitting from Freddie as he just kind of stuck his bat out, smacked it to the left side of the diamond with the third baseman Chaney way off the line. Bencosme is aboard. So he's one for one with a knock. That brings up Isaac De Leon. So to the point about the extra base hits against Lockhart, well, he's only allowed four all season combined between his time in low A and high A. He also doesn't issue a lot of free passes. Pitch misses inside to De Leon. Count is 1-0, no swing. So aside from only allowing four extra base hits in 27 innings, he's only walked two, and he's only hit two batters all year. 1-0. Pitch misses up and in. It's 2-0 on De Leon. So basically, to put it in perspective, if you're reaching base against Nick Lockhart this season, you're hitting your way on, and it's probably a single. It's pretty impressive what he's done. Big hole on the right side for De Leon. Move over to first. So extra base hits and walks and hit by pitches combined. He's given up just eight of them, and he's thrown now 27 innings this season, so it's pretty wild. Well, now we've got a little bit of a delay as first baseman Tucker Mitchell took his first baseman's mitt off his hand. I think he needs a new glove. Looks like he's holding the string around the webbing. He might need to get the strings tightened or just get a new glove overall, but it looks like somebody's going to head to the clubhouse beyond left field to get him a new mitt. See if somebody can tie those laces and tie the string, and we'll get going quicker. But for now, a little bit of a delay. So man at first for the Birds with no outs here in the bottom of the second. Bencosme, an opposite field single to start things up. Birds already lead at 1-0. Now Isaac De Leon is the batter at the plate. Count is 2-0 on Isaac. Well, while we have some time, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. Well, Hickory starter Nick Lockhart's going to get a few extra tosses to get loose again after the delay, but it looks like Tucker Mitchell has a new mitt, and we're ready to go. So Isaac De Leon will step back in to the right-handed batter's box. Now everybody signaling to over the left field wall where the bullpen and the clubhouse are for the Crawdads that Mitchell's got either a new mitt from the dugout or they fixed the issue with it and that they don't need another one right now. So Lockhart back on the mound, De Leon in the box. Birds looking to extend the 1-0 lead. Benkosme takes off for second. Pitch misses high. Throw down is good, but it's off the glove of the second baseman easily, and it bounced into shallow right center. No further advancement from Benkosme, but Freddie picks up a stolen base. Well, the Birds have been running a lot lately. They were successful in 12 of their 15 stolen base attempts in the six-game series at Jersey Shore. They had one game that series where they stole five, and the Birds in two innings are already 3-for-3 in the stolen base department. De Leon swings 3-0 and rips one to center, handled by Mateo. Benkosme back to second. Now he hit it hard, but can't get Benkosme to third. And there is one out for Elio Prado. Let's set the defense for Hickory. Cody Freeman behind home plate. Griffin Chaney's at third base. Cameron Cauley the shortstop. Jace Easley at second with Tucker Mitchell at first. In the outfield, Haysel Cepeda in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Abimelech Ortiz in right. Freddie at second, big lead for him with one out. Prado takes up and in, and the count is 1-0. Birds lead at 1-0 thanks to a Creed Willems sack fly in the bottom of the first. Lockhart looks out at second. And the 1-0 to Prado right down the chute. It's 1-1. Prado got off to a tough start in his Ironbirds tenure. He was 0-for-17 through his first five games as an Ironbird, but he's 7-for-20 over his last seven. 1-1, that missed off the plate, 2-1. So since July 22nd, seven hits in his last seven games, and he's currently riding a four-game hitting streak. Right-handed batter awaits the 2-1. Here it is. Prado grounds one to third, backhanded by Chaney. Benkosme takes off for third. Throw is high and offline to first, but Mitchell came off the bag, came down, and applied the tag on Prado. So it's a productive out as Benkosme moves up, but it is out number two, and that brings up the eight-hole hitter, Colin Burns. Burns with a run on two hits so far. Both hit singles. And here's Burns, the second baseman. Third baseman Chaney is in. Burns takes low, and the count is 1-0. Birds had a tough go of it with the bats against Jersey Shore last week. Team averaged just 2.3 runs per game in the series. 1-0, Burns takes a strike on the top of the zone, 1-1. Birds posted just a .306 team on base percentage in that series with only 9 extra base hits. And it was a pitching-dominated series on both ends. Birds looking to flip the script. 1-1, swing and a miss from Burns. Chased a changeup low. It's 1-2. Next pitch, Burns takes low. Not a ton of numbers on Lockhart so far at high A. I mentioned the 150 ERA through five games. This is game number six, third start. Entering tonight's game had 10 strikeouts and only one walk as a member of the Crawdads. Opponents were only hitting 186 against him. 2-2, fouled back. And Burns will regroup, take the helmet off, adjust the batting gloves. Nice night for a ball game here in Aberdeen. The last couple homestands have been really hot, but it's a little cool tonight in the area. 2-2, two-out pitch. Burns rips one into left field, a base hit. A two-out RBI single for Colin Burns, and the Birds lead it 2-0. Burns was able to rip that one the other way through the hole between short and third. And Benkosme stealing second and then getting to third on a ground out. Helps bring home another run. So the Birds really manufacturing runs tonight. And they lead it 2-0. That brings up Ryan Higgins, the nine-hole hitter. Higgins takes a strike. It's 0-1. So Burns picks up his second RBI as a member of the Birds. Good to see the Birds bringing home two-out runs. And now Higgins rips one to short. Diving stop by the shortstop, Cauley. Throw to first. It skips in front of Mitchell. He picks it, but Higgins beats it out for an infield single. That was a really nice play by the shortstop, Cauley. Full extension dive. Had to bring the glove up high to get the hop there. Was able to get up quickly and make a strong throw to first, but just a little late. And Higgins is aboard with a base hit. Third hit of the inning for the Birds. First and second now for the leadoff man, Wagner. Well, one of my keys to the game tonight on the air show was extra base hits equals extra important. And that's huge against a guy who doesn't give up many extra base hits. Still no extra base hits for the Birds in this one, but they have tagged Lockhart for four singles so far through an inning and two-thirds. And they lead it 2-0. Birds with a run in each of the first two frames. And now a meeting on the mound between the battery mates and Hickory pitching coach Jose Jaimes. So a quick visit from Jose. Birds looking for more. Already one two-out run home. And now Max Wagner in the second inning will bat for the second time. First pitch to Wags. Breaking ball that's over for a strike. 0-1. Wags grounded to second his first time up. Had a solid series against the Blue Claws. Went 6-for-20 in five games, including a four-hit game. Both runners take off. Wagner skies one to left, but a lazy fly ball for Heysel Cepeda. The left fielder makes the grab, and the inning is over. Birds getting it done with their legs, manufacturing runs tonight. A run on three hits, no errors, and two left. After two full, it's the Birds two, and the Crawdads nothing. Top of the third coming up after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds 2, Crawdads nothing. Top of the third inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Jared Beck back to work. He's thrown just 26 pitches through two innings. 19 of them strikes. He's been all around the zone. And he has faced a minimum six through two innings. So here's 7-8-9, Mateo Chaney and Easley to face him in the top of inning number three. Right-handed hitting center fielder Daniel Mateo takes low and in, counts 1-0. Beck's looked really good tonight, has worked quickly, hasn't thrown a lot of pitches, and he is peppering the strike zone. Well, that one got away from him, skips one in the dirt behind Mateo, and the count's 2-0. Just kind of yanked that fastball there. Well, Beck had a well-deserved call-up to Aberdeen when he was promoted in early July. He was the Carolina League Pitcher of the Week in his final week as a member of the Delmarva Shorebirds. And it was a very well-earned honor. In two games, one start in his final week with Delmarva, eight shutout innings, gave up just one hit, struck out seven, and walked only three. Gets a strike over to Mateo, and the count's 2-1. Had two separate outings of four scoreless innings. that week down in the Carolina League. 2-1, low and in, counts 3-1. That was the week of July 4th through the 9th. And you see that a lot. A guy gets a player, a pitcher of the week honor, and then gets promoted the next week. 3-1, deep fly ball to left center. Beaver's on his horse. He won't get there. It hops in front of the warning track, then bounces off the top of the wall. Beavers gets it in quickly, but here's the runner going to third. Mateo slides in with a triple. So a leadoff triple for Daniel Mateo. He kind of hesitated around second, but then kept going. Beavers really did everything he could. But, you know, when a ball gets out to that 404 sign in left or right center, then you pretty much know it's a double. And if anybody, if the guy who hits it has anywhere close to average speed, it's probably going to be a triple. So with no outs and a man on third, the Birds will bring the infield in all the way around, leading it 2-0 right now, but that could change. First pitch changeup to Griffin Chaney misses. Count is 1-0. Chaney at third base tonight, batting in the 8 hole. Beck with a high leg kick, 1-0 inside, 2-0. The Crawdads have hit a few balls hard tonight. Two shots to right center, one to left center. Beck has allowed two hits, both for extra bases, a double and a triple. Next pitch misses outside, so all of a sudden 3-0 on Chaney. And Beck trying to regain form. Birds have scored one run in each of their first two at-bats tonight. 3-0, top of the zone for a strike, 3-1. Beck trying to work out of the runner at third, no out jam. 3-1, popped up left side of the diamond. That one's way up there. Higgins is over towards the line. He races in, makes the grab. Runner tags. Here's the throw to the plate. It's offline, and it's a sacrifice fly for Griffin Chaney. So each team brings home their first run with a sac fly, and it is now a 2-1 lead for the Birds. Well, a good job by Beck to get an out on the play that the Crawdads score. So now bases empty and one out for the 9-hole hitter, Jace Easley. Second baseman shows bunt but pulls back, up and in, counts 1-0. Easley a switch hitter batting right, 1-0. Showed bunt again but pulled back because Beck missed inside. Count goes to 2-0 now. Holds the glove in front of his face. Next offering, 2-0, just missed a little high. Looked like he's getting a little bit squeezed there by the home plate umpire Warren Eubanks. And the count's 3-0. Trying to come all the way back here. Next one catches the inner part of the plate, 3-1. Second three-ball count of the inning for Beck as he tries to work through and get that command back that he had in the first two frames. Well, Easley thought that one was ball four. It's called a strike on the outer half. Easley tossed his bat aside, but he'll have to pick it up. Count goes full. All four infielders back deep for the Birds. The third baseman, Wagner, about a body length and a half off that third baseline. 3-2, a little bit high, so there is ball four. And that is the first walk issued by Beck. So one time through the order, pretty good line score for Jared Beck. He's given up just two hits, of course, both for extra bases, and then the one walk. Also has a strikeout. So now back to the top of the order for Maximo Acosta, the DH. Number 24 prospect in the Rangers organization, according to MLB Pipeline. First pitch from Jared. Fastball inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Ironbirds 2, Crawdads 1, top of inning number 3 here in the Dean. First place Crawdads in town this week. First place in the Southern Division, that is. Breaking ball over for a strike, 0-2. So I mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. 6 this week against the first place Crawdads. 6 next week against the first place Cyclones. Tough 2-week stretch for these Birds. It could be a season defining 2-week stretch as the Birds fight for a second half title. Ironbirds won the first half last year and got to the South Atlantic League Championship Series, trying to get back there again. 0-2 pitch coming up from Beck. High leg kick, fastball high and away. Count goes to 1-2. Beck started his pro career in 2022 after he was drafted. Made four appearances with Delmarva. Runner goes ground ball foul, third baseline. And Beck was really good last year in those first four pro appearances. Racked up 10 strikeouts in 10 innings with the Shorebirds. And then started the year with Delmarva, posted a 3.86 ERA. And was one of the better pitchers in the Carolina League, especially towards the end of his tenure down in Delmarva. And now helping out the Ironbirds. Move over to first, runner back standing. Count is 1-2 on the leadoff man, Maximo Acosta. Beck comes set, really wants that second out. Short lead for the runner at first. Runner takes off again. Pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Throw down from Willem, skips into center. A stolen base, and now Easley heading for third. He gets there. So a throwing error on Creed Willems allows Easley to get to third base and credit him with a stolen base before that. But Beck picked up his second strikeout of the night as he got Acosta to swing high in the zone for that one. So two gone here in the third with a man on third for Cameron Cawley, the shortstop. Birds lead at 2-1, tying run 90 feet away. Cawley doubled his first time up on the first pitch he saw. First pitch to him this time, fastball that misses high, 1-0. Beck went three innings in his first appearance with Aberdeen, four in his second. Gets a swing and a foul tip into the Williams glove there, counts 1-1. 4 innings of two-run ball, just one earned run on the line score for Beck on July 26th at Jersey Shore. That's the last time he pitched. 1-1, softly hit grounder, foul, third base side, 1-2. So Beck, one pitch away from getting out of it. Crawdads have a run already here in the frame with that tying run at third base. Everybody back deep at their positions for the Birds. Here's Beck's 1-2, swing and a miss, got him with a fastball. Back-to-back strikeouts for Jared Beck to get himself out of a little bit of a jam, and he strands the tying run at third. So after 2.5, it's 2-1 Aberdeen after the Dads get one in the top of the third. We'll go to the home half of the third, see if the Birds can extend that one-run advantage. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585 or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people.
Dylan Beavers leads off the bottom of the third for the Ironbirds, who lead it 2-1 over the Hickory Crawdads. First pitch to Beavers is 0 for a strike, and it's quickly 0-1. Beavers tore it up in the month of July, hit .397 with an OPS of 1.185, and had 11 extra base hits in 20 games. Takes low there, counts 1-1. So it only made sense that he started August off with a hit, a bunt base hit in the first inning, stole second on the next pitch, stole third on the next pitch after that, and then scored on a sac fly. Beavers flicks the 1-1 out of play. It's 1-2. Well, Beavers arguably the hottest hitter in the league right now. Coming off a series at Jersey Shore in which he went 7 for 15 with 5 walks. So reached base safely 12 times in 5 games. 1-2 outside. Count is 2-2. As Beavers battles right-hander Nick Lockhart. Lockhart has allowed 2 runs on 4 hits so far. Bird's got 3 of those hits in the second. 2-2 to Beavers. Rips one over the head of the first baseman Mitchell into right. Beavers a big turnaround first. He's heading for second. Here's the throw in. It's late. And Beavers with a head-first dive into second. And he is 2-for-2. Another extra base hit for Beavers as he comes up with a leadoff double here in the third. And the Birds are in business. Beavers continues to hit as he tries to force his way up to Double A Bowie. That is Dylan's 26th double of the season. So with 26 doubles to go with his 3 triples and 9 homers, that's 38 extra base hits. Here's Creed Willems, who brought home the first run with a sac fly. He swings at the first pitch and sends one out of play left side, 0-1. So Beavers at second after a leadoff double. Birds leading it 2-1 here in the bottom of the third. Willems picked up his 33rd RBI of the season in the first inning and his 18th RBI in his last 19 games. Counts 0-1. Lockhart stepped off to look Beavers back. .38 extra base hits now for Dylan Beavers in 85 games. 0-1, Willems skies one out of play, left field side. Counts 0-2. Well, he has almost half as many extra base hits as games played, and that's pretty impressive. Up to 85 hits now on the season to lead the club. Willems has racked up his fair share of extra base hits as well. Now Lockhart steps off again. Well, I was talking to Dylan before the game, and you know, first game of a series, talking about what's going on lately with the club. Short lead at second for him. 0-2 to Willems. Just got a piece to stay alive. And Dylan tells me, you know, this guy doesn't give up a lot of extra base hits. And I'm like, that's all right. Just flip the script on him. Y'all got it. So Dylan, of course, is the first one to record an extra base hit against him tonight. That's just how things work. Dylan extends his lead a little bit out at second. Already 2-for-2 in stolen bases tonight. Willems pops one up left side, shallow left field. We'll see who wants it. And it's the left fielder Cepeda who makes the grab. Shortstop Cauley was out there as well. So one out and a man on second for Samuel Basayo. Basayo making his Iron Birds debut tonight. He's a catcher, but he is in the lineup as the DH. Had an impressive 83-game run with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Posted an .887 OPS with 35 extra base hits, and behind the plate, he threw out 33% of attempted base stealers against him. Beavers dancing off second. Basayo swings at the first pitch, skies a pop-up in the air. Middle of the diamond, center field, who wants it? And the center fielder Mateo makes the grab around his waist. Came racing in because the shortstop Cauley and the second baseman Easley just didn't really get a good look at it, I guess. So a fly out for Basayo. He's 0-for-2. That brings up Freddie Benkosme, who singled, stole a bag, and scored a run back in the second. Birds lead at 2-1, bottom three. Beavers at second with two down as Benkosme takes outside. 81st game of the season for Freddie, second on the team. As the right-hander Lockhart comes set. Look at second. 1-0, that's down, it's 2-0. I mentioned Lockhart was drafted in 2019. He was a high school pick of the Rangers, 11th round selection. So this is his fourth professional season, but he's only 22. Freddie calls for time, steps out. Lockhart spent the entire 2022 campaign with Low A Down East in the Carolina League, posted a 4.22 ERA and 30 appearances out of the pen. Working out of the rotation a little bit in 2023. 2-0, Ben Cosme pops one up left side. Beavers running on contact with two down, but it won't matter as the left fielder Cepeda makes the grab, and the inning is over. Well, Beavers doubles to start the inning, but he can't get any farther. Three straight flyouts, and the inning is over. So after three full, it's the Ironbirds 2 and the Crawdads 1. We'll head to the top of the fourth inning after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds radio network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds 2, Crawdads 1, top of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Jared Beck back to work. He's been really good so far. Back-to-back strikeouts to strand the tying run on base back in the third. And here he is in the fourth. Abimelech Ortiz, the left-handed hitting right fielder, leads things off, takes inside, counts 1-0. So Ortiz, then Tucker Mitchell and Cody Freeman, the 3-4 and 5 hitters for Hickory. Beck, the 1-0, grounded foul first base side, counts 1-1. Ortiz lined one back to Beck with one out and a man on second in the first inning. Beck stuck his glove out, caught the liner, and then threw to second for the easy inning-ending double play. 1-1, a little bit off, and it's 2-1. Well, the big club in Baltimore making a lot of noise today just before the trade deadline. 2-1 from Beck over for a strike. It's 2-2. Well, Mike Elias and company with about 15, 10 minutes, something like that, before the deadline. It was close. Well, the O's acquired another pitcher, a starting pitcher, Jack Flaherty, coming over from the Cardinals in a trade. 2-2, fouled over towards the first base dugout. Count stays where it is. So the Birds, or the Orioles, bringing in right-hander Jack Flaherty in exchange for three minor leaguers, two at AAA, one at Low A. So the Orioles send infielder Cesar Prieto, left-hander Drew Rahm, and right-hander Zach Showalter to the Cardinals in the trade. Prieto and Rahm with AAA Norfolk. Showalter was with Low A Delmarva. Two-strike pitch, fouled back. Count remains 2-2 on Ortiz. Well, it's over the last couple weeks, pretty much everybody in Birdland wondering what the Orioles were going to do. Ground ball to the right side, knocked down by Burns, no throw to first, as Beck couldn't get there in time, and De Leon dove for it, so he couldn't get back to cover the bag. So it is a leadoff infield single for Abimelech Ortiz. Brings up Tucker Mitchell. But really, I mean, scrolling Twitter the last couple weeks, I mean, everybody, whether it was reporters or just fans, everybody throwing up mock trades for the Orioles. Everybody knew the Orioles were looking for a pitcher, specifically a starting pitcher. Well, the O's did get one. as they scoop Jack Flaherty from the Cardinals. A lot of people in Birdland wanted Dylan Cease from the White Sox. There was some talk about Justin Verlander from the Mets. Cease was not traded. Verlander went to the Astros, a reunion with Houston. 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Mitchell. That went over for a strike, 1-1. But when it came down to it, the Orioles got an arm, and a guy who can slide right into that rotation towards the top of the rotation and help him in the stretch run. Runner takes off for second, but the pitch hits Mitchell. So Ortiz, who had a good jump, no stolen base as he goes to second on the hit-by pitch, and Mitchell is aboard for the first time tonight. So the first two have reached here in the fourth. First and second and no outs for Cody Freeman, the catcher. Bird's holding a 2-1 lead, looking to keep it that way. First pitch to Freeman, popped up middle of the diamond, shallow center. Who wants it? Both Burns and Ben Cosme calling for it, but it's Burns who makes the grab. Good communication there as somebody came down with the baseball. And that is a big out number one here in the fourth for Beck. That brings up Haysel Cepeda, the left fielder. Beck set. First pitch to Cepeda. Misses inside. So like I said, the official trade for Jack Flaherty. It's infielder Cesar Prieto, left-handed pitcher Drew Rahm, and right-handed pitcher Zach Showalter. Now Flaherty, a free agent at the end of the season, so the Orioles sending three prospects for a rental, but you know, it's pretty much par for the course, even though a lot of the arms that were dealt at the deadline are rentals. A lot of big names were dealt, and you know, if you're looking to make not only just a postseason run, but a World Series run, it's going to cost you some big-name prospects. Ground ball right side through the hole into right field. This is going to tie the game. A base hit for Cepeda. Throw goes to third. It hits the runner going to third, and because of that, Cepeda is able to pick up second. It was a pretty strong throw into third from Elio Prado in right. Now, if it hadn't hit the runner Mitchell, maybe they've got a chance at him there. But instead, a tough break for Beck and the Ironbirds as the game is now tied. Ortiz scored from second, Mitchell first to third, and Cepeda on the RBI single gets to second. And that brings out Ironbirds manager Roberto Mercado, and it looks like he's going to make a change. So runners at second and third for the Crawdads as Roberto takes the baseball from Jarrett Beck. We're tied at two, only one out in the inning. And a new pitcher is coming into the game. Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, will be the first person to greet the new pitcher for the Birds. We'll let you know who that is when we come back. We're tied at two in the top of the fourth. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292.
Right-hander Dan Hammer is the new pitcher for the Ironbirds here in the top of the fourth inning. Jarrett Beck done after 3 1/3. And with Runners at second and third and only one out in the inning. The Birds will bring the infield in all the way around as Hammer gets right-handed hitting center fielder Daniel Mateo. First pitch slider misses way outside and low, counts 1-0. Mateo tripled and scored in the third. So Birds manager Roberto Mercado going to one of his stoppers out of that pen. The hard-throwing Hammer trying to get the Birds out of the jam. 1-0. High leg kick from Hammer. Breaking ball grounded foul third base. And the count is 1-1. Well, Hammer's been really good lately for the Birds. He enters tonight's game with a 3.86 ERA. This is his 20th appearance of this season. 37 strikeouts in 21 innings. Opponents hitting just 200 against him. You need a strikeout, you call in Dan Hammer. Birds would love two strikeouts. Infield remains in. 1-1, fastball a little bit off the plate. Well, he throws smoke. Hardest throwing arm in that bullpen. Hammer's last three outings are scoreless. Hasn't given up a run since July 2nd. Another high leg kick, 2-1, swing and a miss at a fastball. 95 on the gun. And Mateo's down in the count. Well, it's actually even in the count, 2-2. So he steps out, regroups. Hammer fanned 10 batters in just 5 innings and 4 appearances in July. Looking to start August off on a high note. He's set once again. Front leg hanging towards third base. 2-2, fastball fouled back. And we'll do it again. Mitchell at third, Cepeda at second. Cepeda just tied the game with an RBI single, got to second on the throw to third. And that's what chased southpaw Jared Beck from the game. Beck's line is not closed. He's responsible for both runners on base right now. As Hammer readies the 2-2. Here it is, breaking ball fouled back. Beck gave up 3 hits and 3 and a third with 3 strikeouts and 1 walk through 66 pitches, 42 strikes. Faced the minimum 6 through 2 innings. Got himself out of a jam with 2 strikeouts in the third and then ran into trouble in the fourth. 2-2 again from Hammer. Line drive over the head of De Leon into right field. One run is in. Here comes a second. Throw from Prado goes into second. And it's a go-ahead two-run single from Daniel Mateo. So all of a sudden, it's a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. And Mateo is 2-for-2. Birds led it 2-0. And now 4 unanswered from the Dads. So Mitchell in from third and Cepeda in from second. Still only one out in the inning. Well, the good news for the Birds is the bats are going tonight. They've been able to string some hits together. And they'll need more if they want to come back in this one. Hammer moves over to first. He has the runner picked. De Leon flips to Burns. Burns running him down. Hammer in the rundown is going to make the play. Well, he missed him. And now De Leon flips back to Ben Cosme and Freddie. Finally applies the tag on the runner, Daniel Mateo. Well, that was a wild sequence right there. A pickoff move to first, and I don't even want to try to, in my head, figure out the scoring. I think it was 1-3-4-1-3-6. I think that's what it was there. It looked like Hammer had finished him off on the pickoff move there, but the base umpire said that Mateo avoided the tag. But Ben Cosme finally applied the tag. So now bases empty, 2 gone. Here's Griffin Chaney. First pitch to Chaney. Slider over for a strike. 0-1. So that's what it was. It was 1-3-4-1-3-6 if you're scoring at home. You're probably not, but if you are. So now the infield back deep with 2 down. 0-1 pitch coming from Hammer. Another breaking ball. Flip foul right side. 0-2. So Dan way ahead here. So Beck got 10 outs for the Birds tonight. His line is officially closed. He gives up 4 runs, all of them earned. But he pitched a lot better than that line score will show. 0-2 from Hammer, swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball, and the inning is finally over. Well, Hammer gets the final 2 outs of the inning. but not before the Crawdads score three times to take a 4-2 lead. The Birds with some work to do moving forward. We'll go to the home half of the fourth, see if the Birds can cut into this two-run deficit. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Three runs in the top of the fourth inning for the Crawdads to go from down one to up two. 4-2 Hickory over Aberdeen, bottom of the fourth. Isaac De Leon, Elio Prado, and Colin Burns due up against right-hander Nick Lockhart. And there's a little bit of a delay here as the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks, is looking over towards third base and trying to figure out what's going on over there. But Lockhart finishing up his warm-up tosses. He's now working with the lead. Four unanswered runs to this point for the Crawdads. Birds led it 2-0 after two. The Crawdads grabbed a run in the top of the third to cut the deficit in half. And then three runs in the top of the fourth to take the lead. All three runs charged to Jared Beck. Two of those were inherited runners that Dan Hammer allowed to score. But Hammer eventually retired the final two batters of the inning, got a pickoff and then a strikeout to end the fourth. So the Birds, through four innings tonight, have allowed four runs on five hits as they look to get the bats going. Well, we still haven't resumed play here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ironbirds manager Roberto Mercado over towards that padded wall down the third baseline as we await the resumption of play here in the inning. Well, I was talking about it in the last inning, how the Orioles made a big trade today right before the 6 p.m. deadline. Right-hander Jack Flaherty coming over from the Cardinals in exchange for three minor leaguers. Now, that's an under-the-radar acquisition for the Orioles. Of course, Flaherty, a big-name pitcher. He's in his seventh major league season, and he's had a couple really good campaigns. He finished fifth in the NL Rookie of the Year voting in 2018 and fourth in NL Cy Young voting back in 2019. Back in 2019, started 33 games, logged 196 and a third innings, struck out 231 batters, and had an ERA plus of 152. Now, he's not the same pitcher he was back in 2019, but Flaherty's been really good lately on the season, of 443 ERA in 20 starts. He's been healthy, and that's one of the biggest factors for the Orioles in that trade, is they're getting a pitcher who is healthy this season. He hasn't missed any starts, and he's been pretty solid. 106 strikeouts in 109 and two-thirds for Flaherty, helping out that Cardinals club, now looking to help out the O's. And really, when teams make trades, they look at how a pitcher is pitching lately, not necessarily how a pitcher or even a position player has done the entire season. It's what have you done lately? And Flaherty's last two outings are really good. 6 2/3 scoreless and six innings scoreless over his last two. And so the Orioles think they're getting Flaherty at the best time this year. So play finally resumes, and it was the first baseman, Tucker Mitchell, who had to go get a new glove again. And now Isaac De Leon down in the count, 0-1. De Leon lined to center his first time up, hit one on the screws, but right at Mateo. And now De Leon takes a slider off the plate, appeal down to first, no swing. And the count is 1-1. De Leon waits the 1-1, tried to check his swing. This time he went around as the first base umpire, Jalen Goodman, threw up his fist, said he went around. Count 1-2. Lockhart has not struck out a batter tonight. He's pitched well to contact. Next pitch, well, there you have it. He picks up his first strikeout as De Leon goes down looking. Brings up Prado. Prado bounced to third his first time up, riding a four-game hitting streak. Birds down 4-2, bottom four, one out, no one on. So the big news of the day in Birdland is Jack Flaherty coming to the O's, but the O's kicked off trade season back on July 19th when they acquired right-handed reliever Shintaro Fujinami from the Oakland A's. They sent left-hander Easton Lucas to Oakland in that trade. So Fujinami and Flaherty, the two arms that the O's acquire at the deadline. 1-0. Little cue shot to first. Prado digging up the first baseline, but Mitchell takes it to the bag himself. Three unassisted put out. Two gone here with no one on in the fourth. So when it comes down to it, now that the deadline has passed, a lot of Orioles fans wanted a couple pitchers. They wanted either, you know, two starters, two relievers, a starter and a reliever. Well, that's what they got, two starters and a reliever, as the Birds knew they needed arms as they try to hang on to their first-place AL East lead as they make a playoff push, and they got arms. So now that the trade deadline craziness has passed, stretch run to look forward to in Baltimore. 1-0, Colin Burns takes low, it's 2-0. Burns looking to keep the inning going. Burns drove in the second run of the night for the Birds with a two-out single to left his last time up. Birds had two runs on four hits through the first two innings. Got a leadoff double from Beavers in the third, but the five batters since then have been retired in order. Next one to Burns, 3-0 over for a strike, 3-1. Burns rips one to first, but a leaping grab by the first baseman, Tucker Mitchell, and the inning is over. Took a hit, potentially an extra base hit away from Colin Burns, and that is how the bottom of the fourth comes to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one reached base. And we'll head to the top of the fifth with the Birds down two. 4-2 lead for Hickory. Stick with me here on the broadcast. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds trail the Crawdads 4-2, top of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen in game one of this six-game series this week. Birds led 2-0 after two, but four straight from the Crawdads, one in the third, three in the fourth. And here we are in the top of inning number five. Right-hander Juan Nunez takes over out of the Ironbirds bullpen, looking to give the Birds bulk innings out of the pen. Third pitcher of the night for Aberdeen. First pitch, fastball misses outside to the second baseman, Jace Easley. So easily Acosta and Cauley, 9-1-2. As the Birds look to quiet the Crawdads' bats. 1-0 pitch. Good fastball from Nunez. Went in at 95, and it's 1-1. Nunez rocks with a fastball, a slider, a cutter, and a changeup. Was acquired at the deadline last year from the Minnesota Twins. 1-1. Pitches over for a strike. 1-2 in a trade that sent right-hander Jorge Lopez to Minnesota. Orioles closer at the time. Lopez was an all-star last year for the Orioles. Those shipped him to Minnesota. Got four pitchers back in the deal, and Nunez was one of them. Peeled down to first, no swing. Count goes to 2-2 on Easley. Lopez now a member of the Miami Marlins. Twins sent him there for right-hander Dylan Floro a few days back. 2-2, a little bit off the plate, 3-2. So two straight years that former Orioles closer Jorge Lopez traded. So Juan Nunez knows what it's like to get traded on deadline day or around the deadline. 3-2 pitch outside, ball four. So a leadoff walk to Easley, and that brings up Acosta back at the top of the order. Second walk issued by the Ironbirds pitching staff tonight. Acosta 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Well, Nunez is an intriguing young prospect in the O's system. Was one of the lesser-known pieces to that Jorge Lopez trade last year, but definitely not a throw-in. You know, you definitely wouldn't characterize him as that. He gets a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. Birds down 4-2, top of the fifth. Man on first, no outs. He's an exciting young arm. Electric fastball, can run it up to the mid-90s. Now time is called. Nunez was in rookie ball last year with the Twins at the time of the trade. Came over with Yennier Cano, Cade Povich, and Luis Rojas. Birds looking to roll two up the middle, move over to first, runner back. Got the third baseman, Wagner, pretty close to that line, and he is a few steps behind the bag depth-wise. Ben Cosme straight away at short. Burns deep at second, shading towards the second base bag. Big hole on the right side with De Leon holding on the runner at first. Outfielder straight away. Another move to first, runner back. Easley is a threat to run. He's 18 for 21 in stolen base attempts this year. As this one skied in the air off the bat of Acosta, right side of the diamond, who wants it? And it's Burns, the second baseman, who reaches back over his head to make the grab on a sky-high pop-up. So that is out number one here in the fifth. Burns doing a good job talking with De Leon on the right side. So one out for Cameron Cauley. Doubled in the first, struck out swinging in the third. Cauley has some impressive numbers in limited time with Hickory. This is just his 12th game at high A, but he entered today's game with a .308 batting average. That's up to .317 after his double in the first. Also came in with a .956 OPS. That's at .983 right now. Count is 1-0 on him. Birds down 4-2, top five. One out and a man on first. Next pitch from Nunez, breaking ball off the plate, 2-0. Jared Beck started, went 3 1/3. Dan Hammer went 2/3 of an inning. And now Nunez. Juan comes set, looks at first. Next pitch, fastball outside corner, 2-1. That went in at 94. Four runs on five hits, no errors for the Crawdads. Two runs on five hits, one error for the Ironbirds. Nunez set once again. Runner takes off. Pitch to the plate, misses inside. Throw down, the tag, and just missed. Well, the pitch was actually called a strike. It was a late strike call from the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks. Creed Willems threw a seed down to second, but either the tag missed or it was a little late or both. And easily picks up his 19th stolen base of the season in 22 tries. So the count 2-2 on Cauley as Nunez looks at second. 2-2, check swing, appeal. Well, no appeal. Well, now an appeal, no swing. All right, so we're on the same page. So the count goes full. That's a tough one. Cauley somehow was able to hold up. Really good pitch from Nunez off the plate. Another three-ball count for Nunez. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a pitch low in the zone. And that is his first strikeout of the night. Fifth for the Ironbirds pitching staff, and second time that Cauley's gone down swinging. That brings up Abimelech Ortiz. Singled and scored in the fourth. He scored the tying run. He opened the inning with a leadoff single. Birds down two, top five. Man at second, two down. Swing and a miss. Ortiz tried to double the lead with that swing. That was a vicious cut right there. And he came up empty. So the count's 0-1. Nunez entered tonight's game with a 4.36 ERA overall on the season. Pitch misses off the plate, 1-1. 3.93 mark in 13 games, 10 starts with Delmarva, but a 5.59 ERA in 5 games, 3 starts with Aberdeen. Long look at second, short lead for the runner easily. Next pitch, missed, 2-1. Entering tonight's game, 19 and a third innings of work for Nunez at high A with 23 strikeouts and 13 walks. 19 hits in 19 and a third, so looking to keep that number down. Next pitch, outside, 3-1. Nunez has looked good lately, though. He's allowed just 3 earned runs over his last 12 innings of work. So since July 8th, 12 innings, 3 earned runs. And he has 16 strikeouts in that span. 3-1 pitch, rip, but De Leon makes a leaping grab at first, and the inning is over. Saved extra bases, saved a run, and he helps Juan Nunez get through a scoreless fifth. Nice play by Isaac. We'll see if the Birds' bats can get going. On the flip side, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man left in scoring position here in the top of the fifth. We'll go to the bottom as the Birds look to erase the 4-2 deficit. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of inning number 5 here in Aberdeen. Hickory 4, Aberdeen 2. Birds bats looking to get it going. Ryan Higgins, Max Wagner, and Dylan Beavers. Against right-hander Nick Lockhart, who's looking to get through the fifth tonight. His squad leading by 2. Higgins takes inside. Count is 1-0. Birds grabbed a run in the first. Creed Willems a sac fly to right. Another run in the second. Colin Burns a 2-out RBI single. But that's it so far. Higgins pops up the 1-0 and sends it behind home plate as the catcher Freeman makes the play. Over towards first base side. One up, one down. So since Dylan Beavers led off the bottom of the third with a double, The last seven Ironbirds have gone down in order. And now back to the top for Max Wagner. Wagner 0 for 2 with a ground out and a flyout. Coming off an impressive month of July in which he posted a .373 on-base percentage. Looking to keep things going here in August. Hard to believe we're already in August, as 4 months of the season are in the books. April, May, June, and July over with. And the Birds, although they're riding a five-game losing streak and trailing here tonight, they are in the thick of things here in the second half of this South Atlantic League season. Just 2.5 games out of first, looking to keep pace with the first-place Cyclones. First pitch to Wagner, over for a strike, 0-1. Each team with 5 hits in this one. But the Birds haven't had a hit since the Beavers' double in the third. Wags takes low and in again, and it's 2-1. Max had a productive series at Jersey Shore this past week. Picked up 6 hits in the series. 1-1 outside, it's 2-1. Now, 5 of those hits came on one day. Had 5 hits over both games of a doubleheader. Count is 2-1. Lockhart's pitch ripped over the head of the third baseman, Chaney, into the left field corner. Wagner around first, digging for second. Cepeda in the corner, picks it up, gets it back in, but not before Wagner pulls into second with a one-out double. That'll bring the tying run to the plate as Wagner picks up his first hit of the night. That is the second extra base hit of the night for the Birds, both doubles. So here's Beavers, but before Beavers can hit, we're going to have a visit from the Hickory manager as Chad Comer strolls out to the mound. That's it for Nick Lockhart. So Comer takes the baseball from his starter, and we've got a pitching change here in Aberdeen. Beavers represents the tying run here with one out and a man on second in the bottom of the fifth. Pitching change at Leidos Field. We'll take a quick break, let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back, and we'll also reset the situation. So keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Larry Tejada is the new pitcher for Hickory here with one out and a man on second in the bottom of the fifth. Lefty swinger Dylan Beavers, the first man to greet him. So Larry Tejada enters in relief of Nick Lockhart. Line's not closed on Lockhart. He's responsible for Wagner out at second. Gave up 6 hits and 4 1/3 with just 1 strikeout, but no walks. 62 pitches, 40 strikes. Beavers takes off the plate. Count is 1-0. Hickory 4, Aberdeen 2, bottom 5. As Tejada tries to navigate the Crawdads through another scoreless inning. Third baseman Chaney way off the line. The shortstop, Cauley, shading up the middle. Keeping an eye on Wagner out at second. Tejada stepped off. Tejada readying the 1-0. Looks out at second. Now pauses the pitch. Beavers grounds one off the end of the bat to third, handled by Chaney. Wagner stays put at second, and Beavers is retired on the 5-3 put out. Beavers now 2-for-3. A little bit ahead of that pitch as he got that one just off the end of the bat. That brings up Creed Willems, the catcher. Birds had the bats going early. Haven't had them going since. But Wagner ripped a double into the left field corner off Lockhart. That's what chased him from the game. He's still at second with two down for Willems. Sack fly his first time up. He is 0-for-1. Swings at the first pitch and gets one up in the air. Deep right field. Ortiz back at the track. Comes in another step, and he makes the grab on the warning track to retire the side. Well, Willems got one up in the air, and you know when he does that, you just never know. But that one stayed in the ballpark. Would have tied the game if it got out, but it did not. And we are through five full here in the Dean. Hickory 4, Aberdeen 2. We'll head to the top of the sixth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
4-2, our score in favor of the Crawdads. Top of the sixth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Tucker Mitchell, Cody Freeman, and Haysel Cepeda, the 4-6 hitters for the Crawdads, as Juan Nunez looks to continue to shut it down. Nunez logged a scoreless fifth out of the bullpen. Looking to give the Birds some bulk innings tonight. First pitch of the inning misses inside to Mitchell. Count is 1-0. Birds brought the tying run to the plate a couple times in the bottom of the fifth. Dylan Beavers grounded out, and then Creed Willems hit a deep fly ball to right, but it died on the warning track. Had it gotten out, it would have tied the game at 4, but it stayed in the yard. And it is still 4-2. With the Crawdads on top. 2-0 pitch from Nunez. This is inside. It's now 3-0. Mitchell was hit by a pitch in the fourth. He scored the second of the three runs for Hickory in the inning. Struck out looking his first time. Next pitch sent behind home plate over the press box. It's 3-1. Had the green light 3-0 there. Now the 3-1 from Nunez. Breaking ball just off the plate. That's ball 4. So Mitchell works another free pass. That brings up Cody Freeman, the catcher. He is 0-for-2. So I mentioned last inning that Nunez has looked really good over his last three outings. He's gone 4 full innings over his last 4. In all of his last 4, I should say. Had his best outing of the season on July 8th at Greensboro. 4 scoreless innings, gave up just 2 hits, struck out 6. And then on July 19th at home against Bowling Green, four innings of one-run ball with four strikeouts, and then four innings of two-run ball with six strikeouts in his last outing against the Blue Claws. Pitches over for a strike, quickly 0-2 on Freeman. Birds down 4-2, top six. Looking to snap a five-game losing streak, but they currently trail by two. 0-2 from Nunez, popped up left side. Will it stay in play? No, it will not. And it bangs off the third base dugout. Count stays 0-2. Nunez taking his time out there. 0-2, breaking ball off the plate. Another slider. Just a little bit outside. Counts 1-2. Man at first, no outs. Make it one out as Freeman swings and misses at a pitch off the plate there. So one out, a man on first. That brings up Cepeda. Well, the good news for the Ironbirds, even though they trail in this one, they've had a ton of success against the South Atlantic League South Division this year. They took 4 of 6 from Asheville, 5 of 6 from Bowling Green, and in 12 games against the Dash, the Birds have won 9 of those. So, all in all, 18-6 against the Sally League Southern Division. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to continue that trend against Hickory. I mean, it's a different team, different scenario, but the Birds have played that side of the league very well with the teams in the South coming up north. Counts 0-2 on Cepeda as Nunez looks for another big out. Birds playing for two up the middle. Big hole on the right side. 0-2. Called strike three on the inner half, and it's another strikeout for Juan Nunez. Third of the game, second in a row, and there are two down now with a man at first. Brings up Mateo. Mateo playing a big role in this one so far tonight. Triple and a run in the third. And a go-ahead two-run single in the fourth. Swings at the first pitch, way ahead of a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Really short lead at first for the runner Mitchell. Chopper to second. Burns picks it up. Steps on second for the inning ender. And a four unassisted fielder's choice ends the frame. Good job by Juan Nunez to work around the leadoff walk. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on through 5.5. Birds still down 2. 4-2 Hickory will go to the bottom half of the inning after these quick messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds and Crawdads going at it in game one of a six-game series here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantadini with you on the call. It's the Crawdads 4 and the Ironbirds 2 as we open up play in the bottom of the sixth. Designated hitter Samuel Basayo leads off for the Birds. Basayo, a highly anticipated Aberdeen debut tonight, swings at the first pitch again and grounds it foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. Basayo 0-2 with a ground out and a flyout tonight. Comes to Aberdeen after tearing up the Carolina League through 4 months with the Delmarva Shorebirds. Just 18 years old, he was born in August of 2004, and he's already in high A. Youngest player on the roster. 0-1, flips it foul behind home plate, 0-2. Well, Basayo, a 6'3" left-handed hitting catcher. He's got a ton of raw power, and he's still growing into it. See what he can do here leading off the sixth. 0-2 pitch, skies one in the air, deep left center. We'll see who wants it, and it's Mateo, the center fielder, who takes charge. One up, one down in the sixth. So Basayo getting his bat on the ball, doesn't strike out a ton, but he is 0-3 with another flyout. That brings up shortstop Frederick Benkosme. Freddie reached on an opposite field single leading off the second, stole second, and then scored. Flew out to left his last time up. Birds down 4-2, one out, no one on, bottom six. Benkosme takes a strike. Next pitch, swing and a miss, count is 0-2. Leury Tejeda took over with one out and a man on second in the fifth. Got the two batters he faced last inning to Strand Wagner at second in relief of Nick Lockhart, who went 4 1/3 to start. Now Tejada back out there. O-2, Benkosme takes low, and it's 1-2. Tejada from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. Benkosme flicks one to the netting behind home plate, stays alive. Count remains 1-2. Tejeda, 23 years old, 10th round pick of the Rangers in 2018. 1-2 pitch, just missed, and it's 2-2. So he grew up in the Dominican, went to high school in the Bronx, New York, and then was drafted out of high school. So this is his fifth professional season. Grounded out to second, backhand slide, easily throws to first in time, and Benkosme is retired. Nice play by Easley, who had to backhand that one and slid at the same time, fielded it cleanly. Tejeda got a taste of high A last year, 24 games out of the bullpen for Hickory, and then has spent all of the 2023 season with the Crawdads. Entered today's game with a 5.29 ERA, but he's retired all four batters he's faced so far. That pitch missed to De Leon, count is 1-0. Crawdads 4, Ironbirds 2, bottom 6. Next pitch inside, it's 2-0. Doesn't strike out a lot of guys, just 23 punch-outs in 34 innings coming in, so well less than a strikeout per inning. Not a ton of walks either, just 15 of them. 2-0, De Leon takes for a strike, 2-1. Just one strikeout tonight for the Crawdads pitching staff. Lockhart and Tejada have really pitched well to contact. 2-1, De Leon takes another strike, 2-2. Isaac 0-2 today. Two-two pitch. De Leon sprays one down the right field line, hooking. It's down. It one hops off the wall. Isaac around first, heading for second. A feet first slide into second, and he's in there with the third double of the night for the Birds. And with that double, the Birds will bring the tying run to the plate. It's Elio Prado who will have a shot at Tejada. First base runner against Tejada. He'd retired the first four he faced. Now gives up the two-bagger. So here's Elio looking to extend his hitting streak to five games. A look out at second for Tejada. First pitch, Prado swings and pops one up foul territory first base side. In play for Mitchell, who makes the grab, and the inning comes to an end. No runs on a two-out double, no errors, and one man left on. We're through six full here in the Dean. It's Hickory 4, Aberdeen 2. We'll head to the top of the seventh after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Hickory 4, Aberdeen 2. Juan Nunez back to work. He gets Griffin Chaney to swing over a slider to start the inning. Counts 0-1. So Chaney, Easley, and Acosta, the 8-9-1 hitters. There's a fastball over from Juan, and it's quickly 0-2 on Chaney. Chaney, a sack fly in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. Now, Nunez wants to get back on the mound and work, but time was called. And an 0-2 coming up from Nunez. He's looked really good tonight. Right there for a called strike three, and Juan Nunez continues to rack up the Ks. Four now in 2 1/3 as he sets Chaney back to the dugout. Just up there to look. Brings up Jace Easley. Well, Jared Beck started, gave up four runs in 3 1/3, but pitched a lot better than that line score will tell you he did. Ground ball to second, handled by Burns over to first. And on four pitches, Juan Nunez has two outs here in the seventh. And Dan Hammer took over, got two outs in the fourth. His day was done after that. And Juan Nunez ever since, 2 2/3 scoreless out of the pen. He has really settled in here at high A. Took him a little while to get going, adjusting to facing hitters at this level. But he is pitching as well as he has all season. Bases empty and two gone. Ground ball to third. Wagner handles it over to first in time. And it's a quick 1-2-3 seventh inning for Juan Nunez. Picks up another strikeout, and he is now set down six in a row. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. Birds trail 4-2, looking to get some runs back. Keep it locked right here as we go to the home seventh on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply. Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen. Hickory 4, Aberdeen 2. Bats have been quiet really on both sides tonight. 5 hits for Hickory, 7 for Aberdeen, but not a ton of runs, and all the runs came early. Birds grabbed their runs in the first and second inning, one run in each frame. Nothing since. On the flip side, Hickory with a run in the third, 3 in the fourth. But neither team has scored since that fourth inning. First pitch of the inning to the left-handed swinging Colin Burns misses outside, counts 1-0. Leyri Tejada's still out there. He's looked good. He's allowed just one hit. That was a two-out double from De Leon in the last inning. Pitch outside to Burns, 2-0. Burns, Higgins, and Wagner as the Birds look to start something up. Swing and a miss there. Burns had the green light. Chased a changeup down in the zone. Well, the Birds are just 3-23 when they're trailing after 7 innings. So looking to at least get this thing back to tie at the end of this frame. Birds are just 4-18 when they score 2 or less, so an ideal situation would give them a few more as Burns walks to start the 7th. Well, that's an ideal start to the inning as Colin jumps aboard for the second time tonight. That brings up the left fielder Ryan Higgins. Single in the second, popped out to the catcher in foul ground in the 5th. Birds trail 4-2, home half of the 7th against the Crawdads, who are in first place in the South Division. First pitch swinging, skied to right. Here comes the right fielder, running grab for Ortiz, and Burns has to retreat to first. That was a long run for Ortiz. He was shaded more towards right center. He was able to get to that ball in time to make the catch on the run. Brings up Max Wagner, the leadoff man. Wags went 4-for-4 with a double and two stolen bases in Game 2 of the doubleheader at Jersey Shore this past Wednesday, after going 1-for-3 with a two-run homer in Game 1. So a double, a homer, five hits, and two stolen bases in a doubleheader. That's a pretty good day at the yard. It was Max's second career four-hit game. Burns takes off for second. Pitch misses. Throw down. Tag not in time. Burns got in there just ahead of the tag from the second baseman easily. And there's a big run out at second. Burns looking to cut this deficit in half. Burns 4-for-4 in the stolen base department tonight. And now a 1-0 count on Wagner. Tejada comes set, looks out at second, easily keeping him close. 1-0, Wags fouls it back to the first base side. Ricochets off the roofing of the upper deck there and drops back down onto the concourse. Well, the count's 1-1 on Wags. So I mentioned that four-hit game for Wags at Jersey Shore. It was his second career four-hit game. And both came in a five-game span. 1-1 pitch coming up. Here it is from Tejada. That one missed a little bit low. 2-1. See if the Birds have some late inning magic to try to tie this thing up and take a lead. Down to their final eight outs, down two runs. 4-2 Hickory bottom seven. Burns leads off second, easily keeping him close. Next pitch, ripped down the third baseline, just foul. Well, that was a few inches from being an RBI double for Wagner. Just foul. Wags is 1-for-3. He doubled with one out in the fifth, but he was stranded out at second. See what he can do with two strikes on him. Count is 2-2 with one out. Next pitch, low in the dirt, and the count's full. Wagner playing in his 76th game of the season, third most on the team. Entered tonight's game with a 773 OPS. And 24 extra base hits on the year, up to 25 now with the double earlier. Quick look at second for Tejada. And the 3-2 just got a piece of it, and Wags stays alive. This is a big spot in the game right now. The Birds have the top of the order up with only one out in the inning. Burns walked and stole second. Big hole on the right side. We'll see if Wagner can shoot one that way. And the 3-2 again. Low ball four. First and second now for Aberdeen. And the go-ahead run steps to the dish in the form of Dylan Beavers. Walk, fly out, walk. That's how the seventh inning has started for the Birds. So Burns stays at second. Wagner to first. And here's Beavers, who is 2-for-3 tonight with a single and a double. In the month of July, Beavers posted a .397 batting average. That was second best in the league. In fact, he was second in the entire league in average on base percentage, slugging percentage, and OPS in the month of July. Tied for sixth in RBIs and tied for seventh in total bases in the calendar month. First and second with one out. Beavers is the go-ahead run. Birds down 4-2. One out in the inning. Pitch from Tejada. Beavers takes low and away 1-0. Well, this Iron Birds team will take its walks. And there's a reason why the Birds are five games over 500 to this point in the season. You know, they find ways to scratch runs across, even when they're not racking up a ton of hits. 1-0 from Tejada. That's down. It's 2-0. So two walks already in the inning, and he falls behind Beavers 2-0. Beavers was also tied for sixth in walks among all South Atlantic League hitters in July. So really getting it done in every facet of the game. 2-0 pitch coming up. Here it is. Beavers takes a strike on the outer part of the plate. 2-1. So Beavers in July hit .397 with a .494 on base and a .691 slugging percentage. 9 multi-hit games in the 20 games in July with 6 multi-RBI games. Big spot for him here. Long pause out on the hill for Tejada. 2-1 to Beavers. Chops one to the right side. It's knocked down by the second baseman easily. Throw to first just in time to get Beavers. And that is a huge out for the Crawdads. Because if Easley doesn't make that play, it's bases loaded, one out for Creed Willems. Now second and third for Willems with two down. So Beavers at least gets both runners over. So Dylan's now 2-for-4. That brings up Creed, who is 0-for-2 with a sac fly and an RBI. Willems drove in 17 runs in 18 games in July. He has an RBI tonight to start August. Swings at the first pitch and pops one up behind home plate. And that one lands in front of the press box. I thought for a second I might have a play. I've got the glove on and everything, but that was not in my reach. So the count 0-1 on Creed. Burns at third, Wagner at second. They both walked. Burns trailing 4-2. In the bottom of inning number 7. Next pitch, Willems takes low, 1-1. Always fun talking to Creed. I pretty much talk to him every day during batting practice. Just a really approachable guy, fun to talk to, always has good things to say. One of those guys who, you know, you ask him a question, he's not just going to answer the question, but he's going to continue the conversation. And that's what I really like about Creed, always fun to talk to, whether we're talking baseball or not baseball-related stuff. 1-1, swing and a miss ahead of a changeup. Recently sat down with Creed and fellow catcher Silas Ardouin, who was promoted to Double-A Bowie before today's series opener. Sat down with them for episode 7 of All Mic'd Up. That's out on my YouTube channel. You can head over to at Mic'd Up Sports on Twitter and Instagram to find the link to that. Check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Really fun sitting down with those guys. That's episode 7 of All Mic'd Up. Next pitch to Willems, misses low and in, 2-2. Going to film episode 8 of All Mic'd Up this week, and that'll come out next week. So a lot more content coming out. Big spot for Willems, tying run at second. Willems the go-ahead run at the dish. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Next pitch from Tejada. Little cue shot dribbler up the third baseline, foul. Count stays at 2-2. Creed having a breakout year in his third professional season. Eighth round pick out of high school back in 2021. Coming on strong. Now is a 20-year-old in high A. 2-2 pitch again. Here it is. Outside, ball 3. First base is open. Tejada's already walked 2 in the inning. Full count pitch to Willems. Chopper to first, handled by Mitchell. He takes it to the bag himself, and the inning is over. A couple of walks in the inning, and then Tejada fell behind in a couple of counts after that, but somehow gets himself out of the inning with no runs coming home. We're through 7 in Aberdeen. Birds still trail the Crawdads 4-2. We'll head to the top of the 8th after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds put the tying run on base, had two men on with two outs in the bottom of the seventh, but back-to-back groundouts ended the threat. And here we are in the top of the eighth. Birds trail 4-2. Hickory coming in for six this week. We're in the top of the eighth of the series opener. Neither team has scored since the fourth inning. The Birds haven't scored since the second. And here is Juan Nunez, who's back out there to try to throw up another zero. Three scoreless for Nunez out of the pen tonight. He has looked really good. First batter he faces is shortstop Cameron Cauley. Count is quickly 2-0. Cauley, Ortiz, and Mitchell, 2-3-4. Cauley doubled in the first, but he's gone down on strikes his last two times. Nunez has fallen behind a handful of hitters, but it hasn't been an issue tonight. He's only walked one. He's actually walked two, but he has not allowed a hit. So the count is 3-0. See what he comes with here. Rio pitch misses just a little bit inside, so a four-pitch walk to start off the eighth. So Cauley aboard for Ortiz. A lot of offense early, but it's turned into a pitcher's duel. On the first day of August in 2023, we're hard to believe we're in the fifth month of the season. April, May, June, July, 4 months gone just like that. Birds looking to start August off with a W, but they'll have to do it in come-from-behind fashion as Nunez misses with his fifth straight to start the inning. Count is 1-0 on Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz 1-for-3 with a single and a run. He started that three-run fourth-inning rally for Hickory. Short lead at first for Cauley. Move over. Well, it's August 1st, 2023, and that's special for me and my family because my younger brother, Jack, turns 21 today. So happy birthday, little bro. Happy 21st. Hope you're enjoying it back home. We'll grab a cold one when I'm back in the Philly area. Pitch misses outside. Counts 2-0. Well, my brother Jack and I were 7 years and 2 months apart in age. So the fact that he's 21 now, that makes me feel really old. Speaking of feeling really old, we got Samuel Basayo making his Ironbirds debut tonight. He was born in 2004. I mean, I was almost 10 when he was born. And he's out in high A now in his third pro season. I mean, it's crazy. Everybody out on the field is younger than me. And now that my brother's 21, it's pretty crazy. But Jack, I hope you're enjoying your 21st with the fam, and hope you live it up tonight, the rest of the week, and moving forward. Pitch over for a strike to Ortiz as Nunez comes back after missing with six in a row to start the inning. Peek over his shoulder at first. 2-1, swing and a miss. That's a good comeback pitch, back-to-back strikes from the right-hander Nunez. Would love a strikeout. Double play ball would be huge here, too. Now time is called. Ortiz wanted it. Long pause for Wand. Runner takes off 2-2. Fly ball center field. Beavers goes back on it. Runner has to retreat to first. Beavers just throws it into second as Nunez records the first out of the eighth. So Cauley back to first. That brings up Mitchell now that Ortiz is retired. Another move over to first. Nunez keeping an eye on Cauley. Birds down 4-2, top eight. One out, man on first. Well, with runs hard to come by for the Ironbirds tonight, they really want to keep this a two-run game. Keep that runner where he is. Cauley's definitely a threat to run. Bluffs a steal there. Pitches a called strike on the batter. Mitchell counts 1-1. Cauley's in his 12th game as a crawdad, and he is already 5-for-5 swiping bags. So he has run often so far in a short stint in high A. Fly ball straightaway right. A step back for Prado. Didn't have to move very far. He makes the grab for out number two. And that brings up Freeman. So a leadoff walk from Nunez, then two straight flyouts. Nunez worked around a leadoff walk and a stolen base back in the fifth and got the next three in order. See if he can follow a similar script. He actually walked a leadoff man in the sixth as well and retired the next three. 1-2-3 seventh. And then leadoff walk here in the eighth. Two in a row set down. Looking to keep the trend going. Freeman's 0-for-3. Runner takes off. Pitch misses outside. Throw in is late. Not much Willems could do there. Had to reach across his body to grab that over the left-handed batter's box. And Cauley got a heck of a jump anyway. So really no shot for Creed. That is the sixth stolen base in six tries for Cauley here at high A. Insurance run out at second for Hickory as the Crawdads lead it by two. 1-0 pitch over for a strike. Nunez slowing his pace down in the inning, but doing what he needs to do. Ground ball through the hole between first and second into right. Prado charging on it. Runners around third. Here's the throw to the plate. It's late and offline. And because of that, Freeman's able to pick up second. So a two-out RBI single from Cody Freeman makes it a 5-2 game. And the Crawdads get an insurance run. Just shot one through the vacated right side of the diamond. Burns, the second baseman, was playing the pool up the middle. That's just a good piece of hitting from Freeman right there. And it's now a 5-2 game. Two down in the inning as Freeman and Cauley trade places out at second. Pitch missed outside to the right-handed hitting Cepeda. Count is 1-0. Birds down to their final six outs. And they hope when they get back into the dugout, the deficit is just three. 1-0, way outside, 2-0. Next pitch, low and away. As Nunez tries to labor through the inning, 3-0. Three-oh pitch from Juan as he tries to come all the way back, gets that one over on the outer half. So 3-1 now on Cepeda. Runner at second's Freeman. He brought home a run with an RBI single. Got the second on the throw home. Birds out hitting the Crawdads tonight, but Crawdads leading at 5-2. Good breaking ball from Nunez over. It's 3-2. So from 3-0 to 3-2, looking to avoid another walk. One run already home in the frame. Nunez looks out at second. 3-2 pitch, grounded foul down the third baseline. Well, Nunez really working through adversity his entire outing. He's walked batters in three of his four frames tonight. And it took until this inning for one of those walks to score. But he's shown that he's been able to come back after the walks and get outs. And he hasn't given up a big hit yet in this one. 3-2, chopper to third, and again, foul. In fact, the only hit Nunez has allowed tonight was the Freeman RBI single. He's really done a good job bridging the gap from the middle innings to the late innings. There's bullpen action for the Birds right now. With Nunez's pitch count rising, goal is to get through his fourth frame of relief and then maybe turn it over to the pen. 3-2, two-out pitch, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Nunez. Nasty slider, low and away, and Cepeda goes down swinging. But another productive inning for the Crawdads. They grab a run on a hit, no errors, one man left in scoring position. 5-2 Hickory through 7.5. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth, see if the Birds can cut into the deficit. Keep it locked on WAMD Aberdeen, the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds with six outs to play with and down three runs. It's Hickory 5, Aberdeen 2, bottom of the eighth inning. Here on a Tuesday night in the Dean, game one of a six-game series between these two teams this week. Hickory in first place in the South Division. Aberdeen in second place in the North Division. Birds have lost five in a row, looking to avoid a season-long six-game losing streak, but they'll need three runs and then some as Samuel Basayo steps to the dish. Basayo, in his Aberdeen debut tonight, swings at the first pitch, took a big rip at that one, and fouled it into the glove of the catcher Freeman. Counts 0-1. Well, Basayo flat-out rakes. He's got such raw power. 6'3", 190-pound frame. Just 18 years old. He was born in August of 2004, and he's already in high A. Left on left form, 1-1, ripped over the glove of the first baseman, Mitchell, into right. Basayo, a quick turnaround, first stops there, and Samuel Basayo is his first high A hit. So he's 1-for-4, and Birds needed that leadoff man on. They got it. And here's Ben Cosme. Well, it's impressive for Basayo, who goes left on left and picks up a knock against Juan Mejia, the new pitcher for the Crawdads. Runner at first, no outs. Here's Ben Cosme. Fastball on the outer half. That's a strike, 0-1. Just See if Freddie can keep this going, and the Birds can spark a rally. Down 5-2, home eighth. They'll try to do it against Mejia, native of the Dominican Republic. 5'11", lefty, 24 years old. 0-1, Freddie flicks one out to the shortstop. Cauley, throwback to first. They doubled up Basayo. Well, Cauley was shaded up the middle. He made the grab, and Basayo got too far off of first, so a 6-3 line-out double play, and just like that, base is empty and two gone. That brings up Isaac De Leon, the first baseman. Mejia is really well-traveled throughout his professional career. Made his professional debut in 2017, pitched in the Dominican Summer League in both 17 and 18, made 12 appearances in each of those years with the Rangers organization. Stateside debut in 2019. And this season he has pitched at four different levels. Three games at rookie ball, five at high A with Hickory, eight at double A with Frisco, and one with triple A Round Rock. De Leon down on strikes. Not a 1-2-3 inning, but Mejia faces the minimum in the frame nonetheless, and the inning is over. Birds down to their final three outs. They go down quietly in the eighth to the top of the ninth. It's Hickory 5, Aberdeen 2. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the ninth inning in Aberdeen, Hickory 5, Aberdeen 2, as right-hander Dylan Hyde takes over for the Ironbirds. Fourth pitcher of the night for Roberto Mercado's squad. Hyde enters to try to keep this a three-run deficit. Crawdads lead it 5-2. Crawdads got an insurance run with two outs in the top of the eighth. They hadn't scored since the fourth inning before that. Birds, meanwhile, haven't scored since the second. A run in the first, a run in the second, and that's it, as Hyde misses low to start his night. Count is 1-0 on the right-handed hitting Daniel Mateo. Mateo, Cheney, and Easley, the 7-9 hitters. Against the righty Hyde, who gets a swing and a miss there, 1-1. Hyde, 25 years old, from Malvern, PA. 11th round pick in 2021 out of Pitt Johnstown. Second professional season, he spent the entirety of it with High A Aberdeen. Off the end of the bat, into right, Prado a couple steps in, makes the grab. So one up, one down for Hyde. That brings up Cheney, the third baseman. Well, an eventful day around the Orioles organization as the O's trade for Cardinals right-hander Jack Flaherty. A couple of trade acquisitions, a starter and a reliever before the deadline for the O's. And now they will try to protect that first-place lead in the AL East the rest of the way and not only secure a playoff spot, but make a run at a World Series title. This Aberdeen club is in a playoff race as well, but trying to avoid dropping a season-worst sixth game in a row. Birds won game one at Jersey Shore last week, but dropped the last five, and currently losing the series opener 5-2. 1-1, the count on Chaney. That pitch missed outside. It's 2-1. Taking a look at the numbers for Hyde this season, he's posted a 3.81 ERA in 21 appearances, 46 strikeouts in 26 innings, and he's walked just 14. 2-1 coming up from Dylan. Pitch catches the outer part of the plate. Actually, it missed. Appeal from the home plate umpire, Warren Eubanks. No swing, says Jalen Goodman down at first. 3-1. Hyde set once again. 3-1, fastball down the chute, 3-2. Hyde made six appearances in July. Gave up just three earned runs in seven innings with nine strikeouts and allowed just five hits in the calendar month. 3-2, right down the chute for a called strike three. Chaney looks at back-to-back fastballs, and Hyde picks up his first strikeout of the night. So here's Jace Easley, the second baseman. Two gone and no one on. Birds down 5-2. Well, the Birds pitchers continue to rack up the strikeouts. 10 tonight between four arms. On the flip side, the Crawdads pitchers have combined for just two strikeouts. Birds getting their bats on the ball, but only two runs on the scoreboard. Pitch missed in from Hyde. Counts 1-0 on Easley. Switch hitter flips around to the left side. Outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Hyde last pitched on July 29th at Jersey Shore, but he only threw one pitch. Threw a pitch that went for a pass ball to the backstop, and on that pitch, Jersey Shore walked the Ironbirds off. So not much of an outing for Hyde, as he only threw the one pitch. But before that, two scoreless with three strikeouts and no walks on the 26th at Jersey Shore. And before that, a scoreless inning on the 21st at home against Bowling Green. Counts 3-1 on Easley, as Hyde aims for a 1-2-3 ninth. Next pitch, low ball four. So we'll go back to the top of the order for Acosta. Well, Easley has had a really patient approach out of the nine hole tonight. He's 0-for-1 with three walks. Five runs on six hits, no errors for Hickory. Two runs on eight hits and one error for Aberdeen. Birds will need at least three in the bottom of the inning, with just three outs to play with. Next pitch, over for a strike. Birds and Crawdads will play five more times the rest of this week, with the series going through Sunday. Hyde readies the 0-1. Fastball is there for a strike, 0-2. And now Acosta asks for time. He steps out. Count is 0-2 on Acosta with a man at first and two down. Crawdads 5, Ironbirds 2, top 9. Big hole on the right side. They'll play Acosta to pull. Runner takes off. Pitches outside. Strong throw from Willems. It's on the money. The tag a little bit late. Well, easily beat the throw. And he now has three stolen bases in three tries tonight. Another excellent throw from Willems. I mean, he has as strong of an arm as anybody I've seen behind the plate. But easily shown his base running skills tonight. 1-2 on the outside corner, a called strike three. Two strikeouts for Hyde in a scoreless ninth give four Ironbirds pitchers a total of 11 punch-outs tonight. But the Birds trail by three. It's Hickory 5, Aberdeen 2 after 8.5. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth, see if the Birds can keep this thing going or win it. They'll need a rally to do it. Stay with me on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds down to their final three outs. Bottom of the ninth inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. It's the Hickory Crawdads 5 and the Birds 2. Hickory grabbed a run in the third, three in the fourth to take the lead, one more in the eighth to add an insurance run. The Ironbirds, meanwhile, grabbed a run in the first, a run in the second. They have not scored since. And down three in the bottom of the ninth, the right-handed hitting Elio Prado will start things up. Prado, Burns, and Higgins against the new pitcher for Hickory. Fourth pitcher of the night as Juan Mejia is done after a quick eighth inning. Crawdads will go back to a right-hander. Prado looking for his first hit of the night. He is 0-3. Fly ball right field hooking towards the line. Ortiz is over. He makes the catch. One up, one down for Andy Rodriguez, the new pitcher for the Crawdads. Brings up Colin Burns, who singled home a run in the second, walked and stole a bag in the seventh. Rodriguez, born in Havana, Cuba, played his college ball at Miami-Dade Community College in Miami, Florida. First pitch to Burns is over for a strike. First professional season for Rodriguez. He's been really good. This is his 26th game all out of the bullpen, 2.21 ERA. A 1, Colin takes high, 1-1. 36 and two-thirds innings of work coming in with 43 strikeouts, 15 walks. This is a save situation with the Crawdads up 3. Fastball outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch. Burns flips one out of play, third base side. Rodriguez just 1-for-3 in save opportunities this season. His only save came on May 21st at home against the Rome Braves. Two scoreless to finish off a W. It's been really good lately, even if he's not pitching in save situations. Appeared in 6 games in July, gave up 3 unearned runs, but no earned runs in 9 1/3. Had 12 strikeouts and 3 walks in the month. After a pretty rough June, so he's rebounded. 2-2, up and in. Burns takes and has to lunge out of the way. Burns led 2-0 after 2, but the bat's quiet since. Crawdad's bats came alive in the third and fourth, and then they added an insurance run in the eighth. Payoff to Burns, tried to check his swing, but could not. He went around. And he is down on strikes for out number 2. So here's Ryan Higgins, the left fielder. Higgins 1-for-3, singled in the second. Birds have 8 hits tonight. including three doubles. Doubles from Beavers, Wagner, and De Leon, but only two runs on the board. Birds just 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They've left seven. Higgins fouls one back. It's 1-1. Crawdads 3-for-10 with Risp. They've left five. Cashed in for three runs in the fourth. Kept things going for a little bit of a rally. Higgins looking to spark a rally for the Birds. Two gone and no one on. 1-1. Check swing, but it doesn't matter. It's called a strike. 1-2. Birds took 5 of 6 from Bowling Green the last time they were home. And 7 of 9 on that homestand. But they lost the last 5 in Jersey Shore after a series opening win. They're down to their final strike tonight. 1-2. That's high. Well, regardless of the outcome of this game, or really what's going on lately with the Ironbirds, win-loss-wise, exciting times here in Aberdeen as more talent just keeps funneling through. 2-2 on the outside corner, a called strike 3. That's a tough pitch. Higgins didn't like it. I don't blame him. And the Crawdads take game one of this 6-game series by a score of 5-2. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 ninth for Andy Rodriguez, and he finishes off the Ironbirds in game one. Well, the Birds took control early in this one, but that theme ended pretty quickly as the Crawdads took control from the third inning on. Four pitchers combined to hold this Ironbirds offense to just 2 runs. I mentioned the 8 hits and 3 of them for extra bases, but things just went the Crawdads' way tonight, and the Birds drop their 6th in a row. That is a season-long losing streak of 6 games now. And unfortunate to say that, but the Birds will look to snap it tomorrow. We'll get you some final totals in this one and let you know how the scoring happened. Well, the Birds grabbed a run in the first inning. Dylan Beavers, a bunt single, stole second and third on back-to-back pitches, then scored on a sack fly from Creed Willems. Birds added another run in the second. Colin Burns, a 2-out RBI single to left, but that was it for the scoring. The Crawdads grabbed a run in the top of the third. They grabbed 3 runs to take a 2-run lead in the top of the fourth. Then neither team scored again until the eighth, when the Crawdads grabbed an insurance run on a Cody Freeman RBI single. Birds went down quietly in the last couple frames. They did threaten in the seventh. They had 2 on with 1 out, but couldn't get any further than that. And then after the leadoff man got on in the eighth, a line-out double play and a strikeout before going down 1-2-3 in the ninth. So some final totals coming your way in this one. In what was a pretty easy-going game, it flowed well throughout, just not much going on in favor of the Ironbirds. Well, with the win, the Crawdads improved to 47-44 overall, 20-10 in the second half. Meanwhile, the Ironbirds dropped to 49-45, 17-13. In half number 2. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Hickory, 2 runs on 8 hits, and 1 error for Aberdeen. The win goes to Larry Tejeda, 2 2/3 scoreless in relief. He moves to 4-3 on the season. Tough loss for Jared Beck. He drops to 1-1, pitch better than his line score will show. And Andy Rodriguez picked up his 2nd save of the season with a 1-2-3 ninth. Well, it was a relatively quick game. The game was played in 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 1,088 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, the Birds will look to come back tomorrow and snap the losing skid, get back in the win column, and even up this series at a game apiece. First pitch at 7:05 tomorrow night. I will be on air at 6:40 for the air show live with Ray and Stash on Facebook Live and MILB TV. We always have fun with the air show, so tune into the broadcast early if you want to see that. Or if you're at the ballpark, you can always catch us right there doing our thing. See us up on the scoreboard and hear us throughout the stadium. Tough loss for the Birds tonight, 5-2 in favor of the Hickory Crawdads. But with 17 home games remaining in the regular season, we're going to have fun every night, Ironbirds fans. And, of course, as always, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for flying with me. Should be a fun one tomorrow night as the Ironbirds look to snap the losing skid. One more time, I want to give a happy 21st birthday shout-out to my little brother, Jack. It's been a lot of fun growing up with you and seeing you do a lot of awesome things. So finally hitting the big 2-1. So just know that I'm proud of you, I love you, and live it up the rest of the way. We'll grab a cold one, like I said, when I come back into town. So enjoy your 21st, little bro. Say hi to the fam for me, and we'll talk soon. Well, that's it for me tonight for my outstanding production crew here in Aberdeen. My name is Michael Marcantonini. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for flying with me. Birds dropped the series opener 5-2. Talk to you tomorrow night at 6:40 and then first pitch at 7:05. Have a great night, Ironbirds fans.